وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful morning of Jumu'ah, the 20th of September and the 16th of Rabiul Awal. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala bless you with good health and afiyat. Allah bless you and APA as well. And Allah accept all your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم آمين 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 to all the wonderful duas and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Swad, and verses 15, 16, and 17. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will happen to people who reject the message and the messengers. Hence, Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 38, verse 15, وَمَا يَنْزُرُ هَا أُولَٰئِ يَنْزُرُ وَمَا يَنْتَذِرُ. Therefore, to sit on the internet, on your lazy boy, on your laurels, and think of Hadi, and think we will understand the Quran, then you go dwallu wa dwallu. You will be astray, and you will lead others astray. For Quran Sharif, for Sunnah Mubarakah, for Al-Fiqh al-Islami, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, the teaching, preaching of Islam, and of the Sunnah, and teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and our jurisprudence, our fatwa, our verdicts, we have to sit by our teachers, our grandmasters, and sit at their feet, then only will we understand it. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Go and read Suratul Jumu'ah, the chapter on Friday, and today is the Honorable Mubarak Blessed Day of Friday, chapter 62 and verse 2, and that will give us a clear understanding. وَمَا يَنْزُرُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَمَا يَنْتَذِرُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ. And these enemies of Islam and Muslims and humanity are not waiting إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً, except one divine blast. And when will that blast happen? Either in this world or on the day of justice. And then everybody will be finished and they will be perished. So Israel thinks it's so powerful, but they can't even defeat Hamas, and now they taking on Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. So may Almighty Allah decimate, annihilate them with Allah's power, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. So illa shayhata wahida, one blast. And remember, when that blast occurs, ma laha min fawaq, then after that blast, there will not be even the time for fawaq. What is fawaq? When you are milking the she-camel, when you are milking the cow, so when you milk it once, and then there is a pause, and then you milk it the second time, so that portion and that pause, that is called fawaq. So it's hardly few seconds and so forth, if you know how to milk the cow and the she-camel. So meaning after that, it will be a matter of few split seconds, and then disaster, everlasting, there's disaster, calamity, catastrophe. Allah mahfadhna, mean Allah protect us. Therefore, as Muslims, and more so today, on this Friday, day of Jumu'ah, the blessed honorable day, We should be reading chapter 3, verse number 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah, Jalla wa Ala, do not disgrace us on this day of justice, on this day of judgment. Now these enemies say, O Allah, we don't believe in you. We don't accept you. Allah forbid. We don't believe in your message and messengers. So send the punishment now. Why must we wait till day of justice and day of Qiyamah? So when they say send the punishment now, this is Allah sabilil istihza. They want to mock and ridicule Almighty Allah. Allah forbid. They want to belittle the prophets and the messengers. Hence the kuffar, the enemies say, waqalu, and this is what they said. And today the secularists, the capitalists, the Zionists, and all these haramis put together. And if you don't know what the term harami means, it means an illegitimate child. But illegitimate child is too kind a translation for them. So we call them the bees, the big bees, the haramis. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا. And then these people say, oh, our sustainer, nourisher, provider, عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا, that hasten for us, قِطَّنَا أَي نَصِيبَنَا, that our portion, our share of the punishment, why must we wait till day of justice? Unleash it upon us now, قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ, before the day of reckoning. Me and you as Muslims should be reading daily hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Ya Allah, make our reckoning, our accountability very easy. We just show our face and then entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is authentic hadith. But these enemies of humanity, enemies of Almighty Allah and the prophets and messengers say, send the punishment down now. But Almighty Allah is pacifying, giving tasalli, consoling Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isbir, you exercise patience, you exercise fortitude, ala ma yaqulun, against what they are saying. Like today we have so many ignorant people among the Muslims as well, who really make some crazy statements. Ala ma yaqulun, against what they are saying, just wait for divine punishment to come. And if there is guidance for them, Allah will guide them. Otherwise, the punishment, chastisement will unfold and will come on the appointed time. Wadhkur abadana, and you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember our special servant, Dawood. Dawood alayhi salam was very, very young. And then he was so patient, and he was just keeping silent against the opposition. And when the moment came, come at the moment, come at the man, as they say, come the man, come the moment. And what happens when we were in school, then we heard about it. David and Goliath, Almighty Allah spoke about Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and Jalut. So the whole story is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, and is mentioned there where Almighty Allah states, كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. That how many a time Allah lets a small army, small group of people defeat the big army, our Taliban Mujahideen defeating 48 countries. America leads the pack of dogs and so forth and swines. And wallahu ma'as-sabirin, Allah is with those who exercise patience, endurance. Chapter 2, verse 249. And then in 250, the dua is mentioned. So ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Ya Allah, keep our feet firm and grant us victory against the enemy, the non-Muslims. Chapter 2, verse 250. And then in chapter 2, verse 251, Almighty Allah speaks about Nabi Dawood. That Prophet David, King David, as the Jutlas like to say, فهزموهم بإذن biiznillah. Hence Almighty Allah's command came and the Muslims defeated the enemy. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ. And remember that Almighty Allah let David kill Goliath and sent him straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 2 verse 251. So yeah, Almighty Allah is praising him. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودُ. Remember our special servant and slave, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Notwithstanding his youth, he was so enduring and he was so patient, waiting for the right opportune moment and time. And then he took on his enemy, Zal Aid, Zal Quwwah. He was a man of power and strength. And then he took his enemies on and defeated them. Innahu awwab, innahu rajja'. He used to keep on turning to Almighty Allah, placing his trust more and more on Allah and not on people. You make the effort, but you place your trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inshallah, we'll continue with this magnificent lesson tomorrow, bi'iznillah, with the permission and with the grace and benevolence of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal and 1446, the Gaza genocide, 3 day 350. Can you believe we're coming up to 1 year now? 360 will be 1 year, so 10 days short. And imagine, still they can't defeat Hamas in the Gaza genocide, the haramis. We present to you the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar, O Muslim. 16 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, whether in Lebanon, whether in Gaza, whether in Ethiopia, whether in different parts of the world. Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan sent 2 soldiers straight to hell, and that was carried by the Haaretz newspaper in their lead article. And you see that this is state terrorism which Israel carried out. Imagine if Hamas or Hezbollah had to attack a Western country and do what Israel did with the pagers and with this, the walkie-talkies. It should be all a hell break loose. These are the bigger terrorists, these are the war criminals and so forth. But because America and Israel, the biggest terrorists on earth, and the world is calling them terrorists now, so they are involved, and now the world must be silent. And the Zionist media will always try and spin the story. 100% state terrorism this is, and the only lesson they will learn is that we have to take them on. One settler, one bullet, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. When you make dua, say Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, and who else is helping them, their friends and their allies. They also must be devastated, and they also must be removed, and a big catastrophe, calamity must befall them, and they must be decimated. United Nations accuses Israel of violating the rights of children. They already violating the rights of children. Not now, your United Nations, good for nothing. For 77 years they're doing that. And your Secretary General said that Gaza Mubarakah has become the graveyard of children. More than 20,000 children buried there. But their blood will not go in vain. Wallahi, it won't go in vain. Allah Jalla wa Ala will accept their martyrdom, their sacrifices, and because of that, Allah will punish the jutlas, decimate and destroy them. Last night, Israel fired 100 missiles into Lebanon and at their rocket launchers and so forth, and Hezbollah Shaitan, Hezbollah, the Kuffar Shias fired 10-12 in the opposite direction, and both sides are claiming victory. But what is Israel hoping to do? That after humiliating creating Hizbul Shaitan and Hizbullah with the pagers and walkie-talkies. They feel they have the advantage, and now they want to build like a buffer zone. They're on the northern side of Israel, and between Lebanon and between Israel, like a buffer zone. So 60,000, that's what their media says. We say 100,000 plus Jutlas can come back, but still they're telling the Jutlas, wait. So a big defeat for Israel. Can they survive both sides? On the southern side, they're fighting in Gaza. On the northern side, they are fighting Hezbollah, and sometimes the Houthis come in the mix, triple H. Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Allah Jalla Wala used them to decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel and their allies. Six Palestinians were martyred yesterday in Qabatiya. Allah Jalla Wala accept their martyrdom and shahadat. CIA agent sentenced to 30 years for rape. Sexual assault, this is what they do. That is their favorite pastime, the haramis. Always when you speak about America, then you Muslims, you suffer from selective amnesia, majority of you. You don't even know what we're talking about. Go and ask them what they did in Iraq, in Abu Ghraib. Go ask them what Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, said, the Jewess dispatched to hell, roasted and toasted in hell currently also. She said is worthy to murder and kill 500,000 children, 500,000, and they murdered 1 million plus people there. They sexually assaulted, raped our people there in Abu Ghraib, there in Baghdad, in Iraq. Go and ask our brothers and children and people there in Afghanistan what the Americans and the agents and their allies did in Bagram prison, there against our Mujahideen and Taliban and so forth. What are they doing currently in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay? What are they doing to our respected sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Hafizah Allah, Allah alone protect her, and decimate all her enemies? So that is what you should be telling them. We tell them the facts, which are very bitter for them, and so forth. Russian forces destroy the latest German tank. That is Putin for you. Putin is a big harami. I like Putin. I wish I can meet him. I want to meet him, no media, no security, and make him Sulman, make him a Muslim. And our Jacob Zuma, make him Yaqub Jumu'ah on a Jumu'ah day. Jacob, so we're coming to him just now. So remember that what happened, Russia attacked the power grid in Ukraine, and now winter is approaching, and they will be experiencing a bitter cold there. That is Putin. Putin says if Israel can get away with murder and they can cross every red light and so forth, then we can do the same. What is so special of Israel and America? They don't bother of international law, so we can do that. So they're roasting them and toasting them. That's Putin. So 9-date number 938 today, that is the Ukraine and Russian conflict. War, 70,000 dead, that is the Russian side. Over 150,000 dead on the Ukraine side. So Russia wins. If you know anything about Syria, then you will know that the Sunnis there are celebrating. They're giving out mitai. They're giving out sweetmeats. What happened to Hizbul Shaitan? Because this Hezbollah raped their women, assassinated their men, and tortured them in the prison cells of Bashar al-Assad, 100% kuffar and non-Muslim. So therefore, the Sunnis of Syria are very, very happy that what happened to Hizbul Shaitan and Hezbollah there in Lebanon. France, again, big problem. The new prime minister who was designated, appointed by Macron, the Hitler of Europe, and France cannot form a government. So very, very soon, he will be quitting his post. He reminds me of, you must remember, in South Africa in 2015 or around there, we had a minister of finance, van ruin. You remember him? So now, O Jacob, Zoma, JZ, appointed van ruin. 4 days he remained as the Minister of Finance, and then they had to bring in PG, they had to bring in Pravin Gordhan, and so forth. That is our circus continues in South Africa till today. Flood Boris is hitting Europe, and they're giving them assistance of billions of dollars. Currently, it is busy in northern Italy and devastating the people there. So this is the punishment when Almighty Allah just gives us a sample example. In a split second, I can decimate you with all your nuclear and all your arms and ammunition and so forth. Hassan Nasrullah, we mustn't call him Nasrullah, like how we don't call MBS with the name of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We call him Murtad bin Shaitan, so we call him Hassan Nasru Shaitan. He delivered a fiery speech, and he said, "Oh Israel, you apartheid regime, you want the buffer zone, you want to attack us, send in your ground troops and dance all the popper dance. Remember, they are a force to reckon with. They're much stronger physically and with arms and militarily than Hamas. Hamas have limited. These people have the full backing of Iran and so forth, so they're prepared to take on Israel and America. For us, both our enemies, one side America, Israel, other side Hezbollah, Shaitan, Hezbollah and Iran, all bunch of kuffar. So let them slaughter one another, we will say Amin. No X and Twitter in Brazil, remember that. One day they had it, they say it came by accident. Can you believe this? So let us give you some local news. Powerful winds destroyed houses here in Lanesia South. Do you know that, Junaid Mota? That year in Lanesia South, there were such powerful storms and winds, it destroyed the houses and homes there. So Allah protect us whenever the wind blows, and it's very powerful. Then read, Allahumma ij'alha riyahan, wa la taj'alha rihan, open Mishkan Sharif. Ya Allah, make it a constructive wind and not a destructive wind. ANC also jumps on the bandwagon and criticizes Eskom. How the hell can you charge the people 40% when you're not even delivering and so forth? Yesterday, the ANC with their full regalia were in full cry there in Durban. CR, that is Cyril Ramaphosa, was consoling the family of PG, you see, Pravin Gordhan. So I was listening to the news, and then his daughter spoke, Pravin's daughter spoke, and said, the first time they arrested my father, she was 4 years old, and the second time they arrested PG, she was 6 years old. Her father told his daughter, look at these whiteys, the apartheid forces, security forces, their faces properly, and remember, they are oikies, they are pigs. That is what she said on the news. I heard it myself. So, and I agree with her with that, because no problem. Remember, he was cremated yesterday, to cremate. That is their religion. But for us as Muslim, totally haram to cremate and so forth. Today, Makkah Mukarramah khutbah will be starting at 11:15 South African time, Saudi time 12:15. Sudais will be firing on all cylinders to save MBS, his big boss, you must remember. They brought in the heavyweights, and that side will be Sheikh Hussein Ali Sheikh. So that is what's happening in Makkah Medina. We'll take the khutbah from Makkah and Salat and translate it, inshallah. Those of you whose son, daughter, grandchildren get married, please send in your nikah invitations announcements now. You'll send it too late now. 10:29, 10:30, we finish with the program. It's not going over time, remember that. So please send it in 084-786-3132. That's our tablet. There, Junaid Mota is waiting for with the tablet. 084-786-3132. The program conducted by Moaz Zahid Khan every Friday morning between 10 and 10:30, and inshallah, so, and you can send it to my number, the nikah announcements, 071-888-1184. We have received several. I forwarded all to Mona Zahid Khan already. I will be inshallah in Renfantein, Masjidul Islam, where Maulana Timol is there, mashallah, and that is very near Azadwal. So brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland will pick me up, inshallah. now. 12:15 is the lecture starting there. So 11:15 khutbah from Makkah. 12:15 my talk there in Renfanden, inshallah. Ma Salim, we have 20 minutes or so, 19 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Kisab, if a lady is in menses, can she sit in the courtyard of Masjidun Nabawi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came, it was the 10th year of the Hijrah, and they left Madinah Munawwara on the 25th of Zulqa'dah, spent the night there in Zulhulayfa, Bir Ali, the Miqat, the boundary. And then that Sunday, Saturday they left, and then the Sunday they fastened Ihram. She made Ihram. Ihram means to enter the state of consecration. She made intention for Umrah only, and meaning she was going to perform Tamattu Hajj. So when she came there next to Shumaysiya and those places, which is called Hudaybiyah, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power, Hana Paki, her menses, her hay started, and it continued right till the days of Hajj. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that fine, make Fasqul Umrah ila al-Hajj, cancel your Umrah intention, and now you just perform Hajj. She performed Ifrad Hajj, and on the night of the 14th, then she performed the Umrah. From there we deduce for a lady who is haiza in menses to enter any masjid, let alone Masjidul Haram in Makkah Mukarramah or Masjid Nabawi in Madinah Munawwara, absolutely haram, not permissible. Remember, the courtyard day in Madinah Munawwara is all part of the masjid. Is haram for you, my sister, that you go and sit there during your menses. Is haram for you to enter Masjidul Aqsa in that 36 acres where the big walls are surrounding. You can't enter that. All that is part of the masjid, so we need to understand that properly.
Mufti Saab, can she read Hizbul Azam Munajat-e-Maqbool while in menses?
When a lady is in menses and so forth, she wants to read Munajat Maqbool written there by Hazrat Mawatanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, or Hizbul Azam and so forth written by Mullah Ali Qari Rahimahullah. Mullah Ali Qari is from, you must remember, Makki he became, but he's originally from Afghanistan, from Herat area and so forth. When there was turmoil, then he went to Makkah and so forth. So yes, you can read that. It is a Dua Kitab. So any Quranic verse you read there, you are reading it with intention of dua. So even in your menses, you can read it, permissible. But to read Manzil, that is not permissible when you are in your menses, my sister.
Mufti Saab, when performing Umrah, can we make niyat for the marhums?
Regarding Manzil, remember, I'm speaking of that book which Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mohana Shaykhul Hadith Mohana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu wrote. You know, Hazrat Sheikh visited South Africa in 1981 Ramadan, Etikaf, and that was Hazrat's last Etikaf, first of Shaban 82. He passes away in Madinah Munawwara and is buried in Baqi. My sisters, brothers, children, whenever you are in Makkah Mukarramah, you're performing a tawaf, you're performing a umrah, and you make intention of millions of people, whether they're deceased, whether they're alive, whether they're yet to come, all that permissible. But you can only make intention for Muslims. You can't say that now I'm performing this umrah for the jutlas who died and so forth. Absolutely haram that is. To pray for non-Muslims after their death is totally haram. This is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot pray for any one of them. You cannot visit the cemetery. You cannot go to the memorial services. You can't go and do anything there. Totally haram and not permissible. Yes, you can send a message, offer condolences or so forth. So even if you meet them, when the body and all that is not there, the corpse, and then you offer condolences. So that is fine and permissible.
Mufti Saab, can the deceased hear you when you go to the Kabristan and make salam to them and recite Quran, Durood Sharif, etc. for them?
When a person goes to the cemetery graveyard, and today is Friday, it's sunnah to do so. And inshallah, my brother Muhammad Khan and myself, after Fajr Salat today, we'll be going to the graveyard, to his parents' grave and my mother-in-law's grave. And then we say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-kubur. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. Salam upon you, O the people, inmates of the grave. Allah forgive us, forgive you. You are the vanguard, you went before us, and we are following. So go and open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. You will find the various du'as to read. When the men go to graveyard, for women to go graveyard is haram in this day and this age. And the conditions are not fulfilled, so it's haram, end of the story. And we must remember, do the deceased hear us? No, not always. Sometimes only they can hear us. Quran Kareem states, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِئٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You cannot make the people who are buried in the graves hear. Yes, if Allah wants them to hear, they will hear occasionally. But it's not qaida e kulliya. It is not a general law that always they will hear. If they hear, then remember, sometime they will come in your dream and they will smile with you. They appreciating what you are doing. So we say, make dua for them, read Quran for them, read Durud Sharif for them, read to Nafil Salat for them, voluntary Salat, all that voluntary charity, all permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to say Jumma Mubarak?
We send down Jumma Mubarak messages every day, every Thursday night, and people wait for it. I see late last night I decided before today starts I must clear everything. So I finished up everything 11 o'clock at night, the emails and the WhatsApp on both phones and everything, and prepared the news, views, interviews. So I felt so happy, went to sleep with a smile, Maulana Salim Kareem. So mashallah, Allah, that the job done, mission accomplished, you see that? So then people say, please send us what you send on your status, you see. So one or two I sent out, and our Merkaz Sahaba, they at Da'alum, Newcastle, we had thousands of students, you know, I was in Newcastle for 20 years. Our brother Arif Wahid passed away yesterday, buried there, you understand, in Durban. Allah grant him also Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So nevertheless, and grant his family, bereaved family, Sabri Jamil. So you must remember that there also that we have now students in different fields. So we have one student, Sheikh Yusri Ajam. He hails from Port Elizabeth. He's a graphics designer. So every Thursday he sends us Jumma Mubarak with our logo and so forth. Very impressive. So we send it out to thousands of people. So we must keep everything in the proper perspective. To say Jumma Mubarak, to send Jumma Mubarak messages, all permissible. But don't elevate it to the rank of sunnah, or don't elevate it to the rank of compulsory. Then it becomes an innovation and a bidah. Otherwise, in principle, totally permissible. No objection on that.
Mufti Sahib, what dua can we read for fear, anxiety, and disturbing thoughts?
You, my brother, sister, you are having too much shak and doubt and too many negative thoughts. So read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مُؤَوِّذَتَيْنِ. It will give you protection. And you will be مُؤَوَّذَتَيْنِ. You will be protected. So read it after every first salat. The last three surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas, chapter 112, 113, 114, is Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. Sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite these three surahs after your first salat, all five daily salat. Second one, read Ayatul Kursi, and that is chapter 2, when AK, Ayatul Kursi, verse 255. And thereafter, you must also read that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahad. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, who causes problems, waswasa in my wudu, and so forth. And when you have worry, sorry, anxiety, la ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin abundantly. When you have fear, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil wa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So every Muslim supposed to know this. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best dispenser of the affairs. Allah is fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And that is all. Almighty Allah is the best protector, the best helper. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, chapter 21, verse 87, 17, supara. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, chapter 3, verse 173. Fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir, chapter 2, verse 78. The last line of the 17th juz, 17 supara.
Hisab, is it jais to make masa over normal socks?
Whenever we discuss an issue, so we must look at Quran Sharif, Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, and the Fuqaha Imma Arba'a. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i, who was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah and passed away in Fustat. Fustat is the old name of Qahira, Cairo. Born in 150 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, passes away 204 in Qahira, Egypt, Fustat. Remember that. He's saying in Kitabul wonderful, yet take water with gold and write it down. Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma sharhul li-sunnah wa jami'u ma taquluhu al-sunnah sharhul lil-Qur'an. So let's start. Whatever the school said, so four schools, all four, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, all say to make masah on this normal socks. I'm wearing socks now. I don't know about you, Muslim Kareem, but yeah, it's a little bit nippy, as the people in Natal say, it's nippy. So it's a little bit nippy now, so you have to wear socks, you see. So then what happens? Nylon socks, cotton socks, we want to make masah on that we just wipe our fingers, hand over that, not permissible, and your salat would not be valid. When we go to the Sunnah Mubarakah, that is Fuqaha jurist, and with that add another point. On any issue in Islam where the four schools reach consensus, then that is the Sharia ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of justice, inshallah. Hadith in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, la tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala, my ummah will never reach consensus on anything that is astray. Wonderful lesson for us that. Then we come to the Sunnah Mubarakah, Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali, Yusufu hadhil ummah. Jarir was very, very handsome. He embraced Islam just 40 days or 3, 4 months or 6 months, meaning right in the ending of the life of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this temporary earth. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see him, for Jarir, he would smile. Illa tabassama bi. Imagine the Master smile for him. He was so handsome, you know. Nevertheless, he says, I saw the Master alayhi salatu salam making masa alal khuffain, so they on the leather socks, synthetic leather, and so forth and so on. So that is the exception to the rule, it's not the rule. And then you go to chapter 5, verse number 6, where Almighty Allah speaks about it. So faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ilal marafiqi wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa ar, listen carefully what I'm saying, wa arjulakum ilal ka'bain, wa arjulakum ilal ka'bain. Arjula, so that is what the fatha, what the zabar, and remember that, so that will mean you wash, you must remember that you wash your feet and so forth. And wa arjulikum, chapter 5 verse number 6, arjulikum also is mutawatir qirat. Al-Imam Shafi'i said wa arjulikum means that you make masah on the khufayn. So yeah, three discussions. The Shias are kuffar, so they reject washing of the feet and they reject masa al khufain. When I went to Iran, I just made like I'm a foolish guy, I don't know what I'm doing, but that was all just an act, you see. So I just go, yeah, they make like I'm totally lost, but my eyes are wide open, investigating journalist, you see. So wherever I went, Isfahan, Shiraz, Tehran, Qum, and Ray, and wherever, I would go investigate. Let me see. You know what they do, Ma Salim? They just take the tip of their finger and then they just rub it a little bit on their feet directly. Masa al qadamain. That is not permissible at all. Therefore, Shias are kuffar. The Saudis and the Salafis today, they say it's permissible to make masa on the socks. We reject it. Yes, they are great ulama, but when they go against the four schools, we reject it. And I met all four. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah said permissible. Sheikh Albani said permissible. Sheikh Usaymin said permissible. Sheikh Al-Wahdisti, Yusuf Khardawi, we say rahimahullah. They are great scholars. I met them all. But they're not so great that they can change the law of Islam and go against A'imma Arba and make Kharqi Ijma and go and break the Ijma. We reject it ka'in and mankan. So therefore, to make masa on the socks today, and for you ladies on your stockings, all that haram, not permissible, and your salat not valid.
Mufti sahab, I wanted to ask that if we go to Masjid Aisha for ziyarat, do we have to make another umrah?
No, you're going for ziyarat. You must remember that is tan'im. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah, the 11th year of the Hijrah, go with your brother Abdurrahman radiallahu anh and perform the Umrah from there, because she didn't perform Umrah as I explained to you. She was crying and all the wives made Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. So go, no problem. So but you go for ziyarat there. You don't have to fast on haram and come back. You go from Makkah to Jeddah. You're already in Makkah. You go to Jeddah for some work or whatever, and then you come back. You don't have to fast on the haram. So that is also the reason we say when you're going from South Africa, and there you can't fast on the haram in Jeddah. Remember, it's not permissible. Last question.
Mufti sahab, my heart is always heavy with worry. I'm getting big in age, yet not married. Please advise, Mufti sahab.
First thing, they don't worry. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. La tahzani inna Allah ma'ana. See, I give you a lesson, beautiful lesson. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, Chapter 9, Verse 40. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. They are in Ghare Thawr. 3 nights they spend there. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr was so worried, if these Quraysh and Mushrikeen and idol worshippers come there and they just look and lower down, they will see us there. Allah revealed the verse. اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. So the first one is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thani athnain, even the kuffar Shia have to admit, is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Allah said, you tell your companion, la tahzan, don't be sad and worry. Inna Allah ma'ana, inna rahmatallahi ma'ana, Allah's mercy is with us. Inna nasrallahi ma'ana, Allah's help and divine assistance is with us. Now the journey starts on the first Rabiul Awwal. The first part was min al-dar ilal-ghar, from the house to the cave. Now the second part, min al-ghar ilal-madina al-munawwara. So then Suraqa bin Malik came and he caught up almost with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his horse, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. The horse then went right into the sand, the desert sand, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr was worried again. Now here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, hadith in Sahih Muslim, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, don't be worried, say Ya Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, verily Allah is with us. The first time Allah said, chapter 9 verse 40. Second time that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm telling you sister, la tahzani inna Allah ma'ana, don't be worried, and said, today is Jumu'ah, read abundant durood, salawat, salutation, read 2 rakat salat, ishraq time 15 minutes after sunrise, read, you must remember dua, make the special dua between asr and maghrib. المغرب and read ربنا حبلنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Allah will send a good prince, maybe a Maulana for you. We got Suleiman Mota waiting here. Suleiman Esop is like an ever-ready veteran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.